The World This Week. Business.
Volkswagen said it would list Porsche in an IPO on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange that will take place in either late September or early October. The German carmaker is offloading only a portion of the stock, some of which will go to Porsche Piëch families, VW's biggest shareholders. The rest will be sold to individual investors. VW will retain the remaining shares. The flotation could raise as much as 10.6 billion euros, that's $10.5 billion, which would make it the biggest stock market listing in Europe since Glencore in 2011. OPEC Plus decided to cut output by 100,000 barrels of oil a day, a slap in the face for Western governments that have urged the cartel to increase production in order to keep prices down. The cut is small. Global demand is about 100 million barrels a day, taking output back to where it was in August, and reverses a small increase in production that was agreed after Joe Biden visited Saudi Arabia to plead for more oil on the market. Amid talk of a recession in the West, the price of oil has in fact dropped from almost $125 in early June for a barrel of Brent crude to under $90 this week for the first time since February. OPEC is signalling that it does not want the price to fall much further. South Africa's economy shrank by 0.7% in the second quarter over the previous quarter when the country had to contend with flooding that disrupted production at car factories and washed away infrastructure and power cuts. Unions have been calling for a general strike to protest against high living costs, poverty and unemployment. The Biden administration gave more details about its plans for subsidizing the production of semiconductors in America. Around $28 billion will be provided for cutting-edge logic and memory chips, $10 billion for current generation chips, and $11 billion for a new technology center and other institutes. The government wants to boost domestic expertise in semiconductors and reduce the reliance on chips from South Korea and Taiwan. In a deal that further diversifies its healthcare business, CVS Health agreed to buy Signify Health, which provides virtual and at-home help to patients, for $8 billion. Amazon was one of several companies said to have bid for Signify. CVS was known mostly for its retail pharmacy chain until 2007, when it expanded into the administration of prescription drug programs and then, in 2018, health insurance.